Mem Aleph and Aleph, about five lines down. We have the two dots of the fun of Minyan Harbe. What do you do if you have a bunch of different Minyan and you don't know which one you should make a bracha on first? So Amr Ula. Ula says, Machlobish Brachos and Shavos. The Machlobish over here is what to do if the brachos are the same. Rabbi Yudas over Minshiva, Adiv is always better if you have two Aitzes to make something on the Minshiva. Rabbanus have a Minchavavav. Do you go with the one that's more beloved to you, the one that you like better? Al Shem Brachos and Shavos, but if they're not equal, Divrakom of Brachos have a Chosen Brachos, then there's an order. There's Mizonos, then Aitz, then Adam, and then Shahakol. No question about Mesve, Hailufan Otsunum Zayas, if you have a radish and an olive, Mavrachol Tsunum Potter is a Zayas. We say, wait a second, over here, a radish is Adama, and that potters the olive, which is Aitz. So obviously it doesn't go in order, so Hachamai is going to make a shots known Iker. No, the reason why is because the radish is the Iker in that case, and the Zayas is the tuffle to it. That's why you don't make a bracha on the Zayas at all, you only make it on the radish. Yachim a sefer, but look at the sefer. Rabbi Yudom and Baruchel Zayis Shazayis Min Shiva. Rabbi Yuda says make the bracha on the olive because the olive is one of the Min Shiva. Leisle the Rabbi Yudal did not kol shu ikar mimol tefila Baruchel ikar poltes tefila. Does Rabbi Yuda not hold the ikar tefila thing? He's making a bracha on the tefila in this case. Bichitim alchanami de leisle and we're going to say you're right. Rabbi Yuda doesn't hold of ikar and tefil. Hatani Rabbi Yuda mary machmas son of Zayis mavaruchel son of poltes Zayis. Rabbi Yuda himself says that if the olive is only there because of the radish, make a bracha on the radish and not poltes Zayis. So that clearly cannot be the case over here of ikar and tefil. Because that's not what they're dealing with. So what are they doing? Lo mitzon ikar eskin. We are talking about where the tzon is the ikar. V'chi pligi Rabbi Yudah v'Rabbanan v'milsach risi pligi. Their argument between Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanan is about something else entirely. V'chsir ma'chzoch ha'ktani. Something's missing. This is how you have to read it. Ha'ilu fanu tzon v'zayis. If there's a radish and an olive, v'ruchot tzon v'potter is a zayis. So the Tanakhama says you make a bracha on the radish, that potters the olive. When is that true? That's if the radish is the ikar, ain't it's no ikar. But if the radish is not the ikar, then you make a bracha on the zayis, the olive, you make a eat, and then you make a bracha on the tznon, on the radish, and that's adama. Ushnemin ba'oma, shbrachosan shavos, and two other minin, in which the brachas are the same. You make a bracha on whichever one you want, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yudah, min bracha, zayisha, zayis, min shiva. Always make a bracha on one of the min shiva, because the min shiva is better. So Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanan are arguing about Shnei Minin Ba'oma when it comes to this case with Iker and Tuffel, then we know what it is. Okay, that's how we understand that whole idea. Pliga Rabbi Yam Rabbi Yitzchak Avachan Machlok B'Shachos and Shavos. One of them says that the Machlok is when their brachos are equal. Rabbi Yitzchak Min Shiva Adiv. Rabbi Yitzchak holds that Min Shiva is better. Rabbanan Sever Min Chaviv Adiv. You go with the one that you like the best. That's if they're both Aitzes, both Adamas, both Mizonos. Avol B'Shem Brachos and Shavos. If they're not Tiver Kol Mivarchos Evachos Mivarchos Ev, then there's a specific order. V'Chadam Arab B'Shem Brachos and Shavos. Now the Machlokus is also if the brachos are not Shavos, which one you do and Min Shiva comes first. B'Shem L'Madim Brachos and Shavos Machlokus Shapir. I understand because they the brachos are the same and that's Machlokas, that makes a lot of sense. Well, Mandam Rosh and Shavos Pligi, but my Pligi. But wait a second, if the brachos are not the same, and yet still they argue, and whatever one you want to have better, you would take according to the Rabbanan. But my Pligi, what's exactly the argument? On Rabbi Yirmi Lahaktim, what it means to be Maktim, and what that means is based on the Pasuk itself. Whatever's first in this Pasuk comes first regarding a brachos. Shemar, Eretz Chitus Ora Gefentein Rimon, Eretz Zeis Shemenu Dvash. So it says wheat, barley, right, then grapes, then figs, pomegranates, then olives, as well as tamarin, dates, right? So there's something that's in order over here. This whole pasuk is there for shiurin. Chita, what's the shiurin over here? So we're going to get back to this original idea in a second. What are all the shirim from our puzzle? Well, chita, the wheat kernel, did not. If somebody goes into a house in which the house is filled with saras, he has clothes on his shoulders, his sandal and his rings are in his hands. Huvein tamei miyad. He and all the clothing are tamei immediately when they go inside the house. Tamei from that saras. How you love ushkeliv besandal baraglov. If you are wearing your clothing, the sandals are on your feet. Tapos about to also, and you have rings on your fingers. Hu tamei miyad vein torin. You become tamei, but they are tahor. Achi yishav b'chideach ilus pras. Unless you waited there long enough to eat kideach ilus pras, the amount of time that it takes to eat something normal, a couple minutes. What? Paschitin, the amount of time that it takes to eat a thing of wheat. V'lo pas oiren, not barley. Mesav, while leaning, v'ochlam b'liftin, when you're eating it with condiments. However long that is, 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, depending on the opinion, right? But that's how long you have to wait there in order for not only you, but your clothes to become tummy if you go into the base of menuga, if you're wearing the clothes or putting the stuff on. So that's chita. Sa'ora, denan etzem kasora, if a bone is the size of a barley bean, matam magu masa vein, matam ba'ol. It becomes tummy with maga and masa if you touch or carry something that's mace, whatever, too much mace, but not through oil. Gafin kedir v'yaz yain l'nazir. You have the month Revius of wine for a Nazir, that's what makes him automatically loses Naziris. To Einafig, he grow Geras Hotel Shabbos. When it comes to bringing out something on Shabbos, carrying on Shabbos, Yamana grow Geras is Machayiv, Rimon. What about a pomegranate? Non Kol Klei Bale Batim, all the vessels of Bale Batim, Shirin Karimonin. They are still Kalim as long as the hole is not big enough for a Rimon, a pomegranate, to go through. Eretz Zeis Shemin, what about Zeis on Rabbios Urechanina? Eretz Shechol Shira Kazesim. On Memel from the Bays, we say this is a land, Eretz Yisrael, where all the Shirim are based on Kizayis. And Kol Shira Zakatai, wait, all the Shirim are Kizayis? Didn't we mention all these things that we just mentioned above? El Eretz Shirov Shira Kizayis. Most things are Kizayis and Dvash. Kikusav Zagasu Yom Kippurim, that you're Chayiv if you eat the amount of a date, a fat date, on Yom Kippur itself. So either way, we have this entire pasuk that's there for Shira in itself. That's what Rabbi Hanan says. So how could Rabbi Yitzchak use it to tell you Hakdama about which ones come first? So we say, Idach. What does he say? Rabbi Yitzchak. So Hani Shirin Behadya Miksivi. Does it say the Shirin straight out? Elamid Rabbanon. Those are all Mid Rabbanon. Cross Machtavam. The cross is just in a Machtavam. It's not an actual limit from the pasuk. So instead, the pasuk is trying to tell me what's Muktam, right? And therefore, they're arguing about that idea. Is there such a thing as Muktam? That when it comes to the Min Shiva, there's an actual Hakdama about what you're supposed to have first? Chitas or Geventein or Rimon Zayis Shem and Dvash. And because that's Eretz second, so Zayis and Dvash are Tamar and Mar are supposed to be before Geventein or Rimon. Or is there something different behind it? That's what they're arguing about, if the brachos are not the same thing. That's what they're arguing about chita and seora, which are both going to be hadamas, because those aren't actual fruits, versus the other ones, which are ha'etzes. Okay, so we'll stop with that. Rav Chista, Rav Amnuna, Havayasu, Bezudasa. Rav Chista, Rav Amnuna were sitting together in a suit, Aizel, Kamayu, Tamari, Ramoni. They brought in front of them dates and pomegranates. Shaka, Rav Amnuna, Baruch HaTamari, Bereisha. So Rav Amnuna took it. He made a bracha on the tamar, first, on the date first. Don't you hold the same Rav Yosef as well as Rav Yitzchak that anything that's first in this pasuk comes first to the bracha. And in this case, the rimon comes before a tamar. How can you make the bracha on the tamar first? Well, you have to look at the word eretz. Rimon is the fifth word after the word aretz. Tamar is the second word after the word aretz, because the aretz appears twice in that pasuk. Because of that, tamar comes before rimon amalei. Mani avlan nagrid aparzal nashmiyancha. Oh, if somebody would only give me like a hammer with iron so we can hear you and make sure that everybody knows this halacha. Itmar heviel of name ta'inim v'anavim b'soch zuda. So this is a statement that's made after the two dots. They brought in front of them figs and grapes in the middle of a meal. Amravuna tuna bracha lufnei and tuna bracha lachrayim. You should make a bracha before him, meaning you make a ha'etz on them. You didn't have them in mind. They're not pottered from the pasta that you had in the beginning of the meal, the bread that you had in the beginning of the meal, but they don't require a benching after. They require a bracha beforehand, but they don't require a bracha afterward. That's what Rav Nachman says, just like Rav Huna. But Rav Sheshet says you make a bracha before and after. Because there's nothing you have to make a bracha rishona for, but you don't have to make a bracha achrona for the pasubah b'kisin b'vad. Only something like pasubah b'kisin, which is type of, you know, cake or wafer or pancake, whatever it is, then you would make the bracha before, but you wouldn't make the bracha after. Pligid Reb Chiya. This argues in Reb Chiya. Tam Reb Chiya patras kol minim aichol. Bread patras everything. V'yayin potukonim ashkim. Wine patras all types of drinks. This obviously argues, because over here you can make a bracha beforehand, right? Even if you won't make a bracha afterward, especially if you make a bracha afterward, the tenim anavim, right? It seems to be against that. Okay, so we say Amar Papa Hilchsa. Here's the halacha: Dvarim Bali Machma Suda Pesach Suda. Things that come because of the meal in the middle of the meal into a bracha lulafin v'achrayim. You don't have to make any bracha. So if it's part of the meal and it's clearly part of the meal, no need to make a new bracha. Shalom Machma Suda Pesach Suda. However, if it's not because of the suda and you have it in the middle of the suda, to a bracha lulafin into a bracha lachrayim. You got to make a bracha beforehand, but you don't need to make a bracha afterward because it's not because of the suda. You got to make a new bracha, but you're benching patras every day. Lachar suda. If you eat it by dessert, to a bracha lulafin v'achrayim, then you'd have to make a bracha before and afterward, even though you're benching afterward, seemingly because it's by benching itself that makes it a little bit different. Sholob as benzoma. Why do they say that things that come in the middle of the suda because of the suda itself, they don't require a bracha before or afterward? I'm like, whole possible trust in you. Why? Because the bread patres them. Yachianam niftari pas. Shouldn't wine also be patred by the bread? Shouldn't that happen by the wine as well? So he says, shiny yain. No. Wine is different than going bracha la'atma. That causes, right, its own separate thing. It causes a bracha to happen by itself. Rashi says, b'kamakom zubam, b'orchon love, avavishalei yitzrich l'mashiyasu, even though you didn't need to drink it, right? Wine is completely different, right? And therefore, it's not patred by pas itself. On the top of Membez Manal, Rav Huna achol tzleisa rifti b'nei tzlasa tzlasa b'kava. So Rav Huna ate 13 different things of bread Each one was three kav. V'lo baruch, he never benched. Amar Nachman, I'll do kafna. What a hungry person. Anybody that would be koveya suda on them, meaning if normal people you could be a suda, then you need to bench. So even though Rav Huna himself could eat a lot of them, it doesn't make a difference. Normal people would have to bench in that case, so everybody should have to bench in that case. We'll stop right there. We're four lines down, and then Beis Amud Aleph.